Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Last night was a bit of a what I call a mixed bag loss for the Cleveland Cavaliers, 114-112, because yes, you are losing to a potential playoff matchup in the Indiana Pacers, but without four of your starters in the game, not much being taken into effect there. But I want to play this clip for you guys. This is Kenny Atkinson after yesterday's game, talking about the potential of the Cavs facing off with the Pacers in the postseason for what would be the first time since 2018.
I really loved how we competed tonight. We defended. This is a team eventually maybe you're facing in the playoffs, so they understand we got a deep team. So that was good too.
I'd like to know where the Pacers fans are at today, being in the Eastern Conference Finals last year and last night losing to basically a Cavs B team. Where do you think your confidence is in the playoffs going from there?
Well, for them, I think that they kind of got the luck of the draw because I felt that the Cavs were better last year. Did you feel the Cavs were better than the Indiana Pacers last year?
Yeah.
They had a hell of a run, don't get me wrong. But this is why I guess I have to admit that they were right. While I didn't like it, they were right to pick and choose who their opponent was going to be at the end of last year. Because, you see, you can get a good draw, good matchups, and you can end up taking a nice deep run in the postseason and looking differently. It puts more expectations on you the next year, and maybe you're not really ready to do that. But, damn it. You see where that's going. And so, if you're Indiana, like, now they'll ask questions if they don't go far enough in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, so the thing about Indiana, they have been red hot, you know, the last month. But you've always got to be careful reading too much. And I'm being fair. We could do this for Darius Garland, too, because I've been wondering what's going on with Darius. Now, Darius has been 2 months. But typically, when you look at March into April, it is a weird time to assess these teams because there's different motivations.
Yeah.
You've got a bunch of tanking teams. Like I can't remember this many teams, you know, in the Eastern Conference where it was bad, you know, the entire time we had LeBron, but I don't remember this many teams tanking. Now Halliburton has turned into All-Star Halliburton the last month. Now is that because they're feeding on a bunch of bad teams? But he has found his game. Remember, he struggled at the start of the year. So that's an interesting matchup in the way that they kind of play helter-skelter, the way they space things out and they try to, you know, really get the pace going. I do wonder how much of it is against just inferior competition. I'm not really worried about the Pacers at all.
I don't think I am. If I'm sorry, I thought you were asking from their perspective. I'm not really as worried as I think that they can be a good defensive matchup and give you a little bit of fits, but no, I think the team that you should sincerely be worried about is Boston. Everybody else would be a disappointment.
I agree. Last night, I would take even Detroit as a potential tougher playoff matchup at this point than Indiana.
Just based
on the potential for...
I'm not fighting you.
No. I'm not
fighting you.
No, I'm not. Yeah. You're good.
All good. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You know what else is good?
What?
The Cleveland Guardians, after beating the Chicago White Sox yesterday 6-1, a sweep of the Chi Sox. probably going to be the worst team in the league again now at 2-10. This is Stephen Kwan. Yesterday, we had a couple of big hits, a two-run home run, an RBI hit, a bunt RBI. He had talked about the momentum that the Guardians are able to gain after the sweep.
Yeah, it's huge for momentum. Just seeing some wins come down, get some confidence for all the boys. We did a lot of good things, so hopefully we can take that to the next series and beyond.
Now, I know it's the White Sox. I know it's not a great team.
I'll take any wins we can get at the beginning of the season in cold weather. Are you kidding me?
Thank
Hell
you.
Yeah. Jacob
well,
Junis, Joey Cantillo. Cantillo.
Yeah.
Damn it. No, because somebody in this room said Cantillo the weird way, and then now it's in my head. Actually, they weren't in this room. They were in the hallway at the time. So now it's in my head. Sorry. And Gavin Williams went five strong.
Struck out seven. They're back to 500. Like, can we just kind of reset now?
Quite.
Because this was the amount, the fever pitch that the anti-Guardians, anti-Dolan, anti-all of that, because they started out and they were away and... You know, you wonder, were people even watching? Were people even all in? I think now you're back to 500. Thank God for the White Sox. Thank God they're in our division. They are putrid.
I'll
and
take it.
Now we start a series against Kansas City, and let's go. Hopefully it warms up a little bit.
Stephen Kwan had a two-run bing bong.
Yeah.
I think, what was he, 4-for-4 on the day?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And I was watching the TV, of course, as one's wont to do while watching Guardians baseball.
I always close my eyes.
Andre mentioned that they're getting close to a deal. Getting close to a deal with Stephen Kwan and the Cleveland Guardians.
Would be amazing.
It would be very nice. I don't know if they're going to play the baseball games next year, but either way.
Yeah, the fact that they didn't get a deal done before opening day, you know, the thought from most people that kind of monitor these situations is, uh-oh. So the fact that those
especially
lines of
for
communication.
This organization, they usually, if yeah. they're doing it, it's that last week between spring training and the game.
The fact that the lines of communication are still open, it's not going to be some big distraction either. It certainly doesn't seem to be. I think that is a source of a lot of optimism.
Very much is.
Now going from baseball to football, yesterday, Shedeur Sanders making the media rounds as we are less than 2 weeks from the upcoming NFL draft. And Shedeur was on the Insiders yesterday on NFL Network talking with the guys about some of the press clippings he's heard about certain criticisms about his game.
It's extremely fun. I feel like we're going to just start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's just funny to see what they come up with next. You know, because at first it was the arm wasn't strong. I had a lot of touchdowns in my college career. Then it was I pat the ball. That wasn't a thing before Pro Day, wasn't it? So I don't get in trouble off the field. So it's kind of hard from the create storylines for the media to keep the algorithm going. So it's just going to be fun with the next store.
That NFL contract, you can buy better internet. I heard somebody in the hallway. I'm not going to mention who. They are not in this room. And they were upset, or they said, oh, I hate it when players blame the media. That's just a page out of his dad's book. That's all that is. Because anytime, see, this is what makes it impossible when it comes to Deion. And honestly, not yet with Deion's family, but when it comes to Deion. If you challenge Deion at all, he always seems to come out on top with a win. Always seems to come out on top with his career, comes out on top as a head coach. So it's very hard to challenge Deion Sanders, and he will always go after the media. And so, of course, the apple's not going to fall far from the tree, and he hears these things. It's easy to go after because it's a nameless gray face that people can go after in total. But some of this stuff has got to be a little – now, the ball padding stuff, I mean, Greg Cosell was on yesterday. He said that doesn't matter, which you can hear 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app. But some of the other things, like, yeah, that there's going to be – if he were a perfect prospect, he'd be going number one. He's not a perfect prospect, which is why I think that Lewis Riddick had to come to his defense, and I'll talk more about that later. But if he were a perfect prospect, he wouldn't have to defend himself. Some of this stuff, yeah, there's going to be a couple of warts on his type of game, Shador Sanders.
Well, Cosell also talked yesterday when he was on with us about, you know, holding the ball with one hand a little bit. There's some mechanical things, but he does throw guys open. And so you wonder, is he more of a feel guy? And is that something we should be nervous about or something you can embrace? Because obviously we know that when guys are under duress, they start going to some bad habits despite what they've been coached. That was Tim Tebow was the king of that. Every year they would talk about Tim Tebow has fixed all the mechanical things. And that's fine. They would show him working on stuff with quarterback gurus. But that's always...
Yeah.
Defended against air or yeah. by air. Once guys are barreling down on you, what do you do? You go back to your bad habits.
Julius Peppers and all those guys, they're a little bit different than guys running around with brooms after you. And that's a very difficult thing to break because to keep a calm head when you're under duress only comes with game reps. But you want to be able to put the guy out there in game reps and have a chance to win. So it's a very difficult task what a quarterback's trying to do. If there's any major criticism, the holding the ball with one hand thing, that's one of them. But the other major criticism is that, yes, it's not where he locks in. He's just holding onto the ball for a very long period of time because he wants to go down the field. And he will tend to drift into the clutches of a defensive end because of that.
And finally, we go over to the links. Actually, it's not the links because Augusta National is a Parkland course. The Masters yesterday, round one in the book, says, I am all on the Rory McIlroy completing the slam train. I don't know where you guys are on that, but a pair of double bogeys kind of sank McIlroy's round yesterday to even par. The leader right now, Justin Rose, the Englishman, at 7-under par with Corey Connors and American Scottie Scheffler at 4-under just behind.
I watched a little bit of it yesterday. I guess I want Rory to win because... I guess I'm a PGA guy, but man, LIV Golf did everything it could to kill the sport for me. Mentioned that yesterday. I'm sorry, Tone. Maybe you got something better for him. I'm not sure.
What's wrong with that, though? I mean, the fact that yesterday you got to see those guys from LIV that are back in there.
But it just reminds me of what
could
be. I
do enjoy that dynamic a little bit. Like, it is nice to finally see those guys again.
Yeah, it is. And it's when they're not hidden on a Thursday in a three-round tournament, like, it would be just a lot better if they got something together and went back to the way things were, because you just sit there and you realize what you're missing. It's much better when all those guys are together. It sucks. It's the same. I brought it up and Owen rolled his eyes because, you know, I'm an auto racing guy. It's like when IndyCar, they split and they had that weird split and it started to kill motorsports.
Completely agree. We all talk about CART and IndyCar.
Well, that's why you rolled your eyes.
Why is Scottie Scheffler, who has just been so dynamic as a golfer, he brings it every single week. He's as consistent as it gets. He's won the Masters, you know, a couple of times. He's had these runner ups already, PGA Championship, US Open. Why does he not do it for me or anybody else I know? Why is this guy so good at golf and is just so not interesting?
Because he's not as good as Tiger was, and he's kind of milquetoast. And I mean, the biggest thing he really did, he got arrested when it wasn't his fault. That's about it. That's a pretty interesting story, but that was a morning. That was it. I'm telling you, if they all got back together, it would be much more interesting.
It is just funny. Like, golf at its core is just these guys that are so good, just demolishing the golf ball off the tee. Okay, he does all that stuff.
Yeah.
He does all that. He hits the ball further than Tiger did. Yeah. Like, why does nobody care?
Because we've seen it before,
such
I guess.
Such a weird thing.
Because we've seen it. It's about where it goes.
That's what this goes for about last night.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.